Welcome to Snack Brackets, shamelessly lifting the idea of bite-sized episodes for Whack Brackets from Quibi. It has already been proven to be a complete, utter disaster. I'm your regular host, Mike, and I have two co-hosts in today that are actually sometimes hosts of Whack Brackets, and they were the host of the second and third episode, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, and yes. We were great.
Right, I have Jennifer from the Only Stupid People podcast, and I have Mia, my daughter, who is also an internet sensation on Instagram.
I am not an internet sensation, but all right. But she is an expert on today's topic.
That is true. That is true.
And instead of bite size, I think we should say this is fun-sized.
This is fun-sized, snack-sized. Okay, that works.
All right, cute.
That's why they're called snack brackets. So, would you like to explain what the topic is today, Mia?
The topic today is Harry Potter spells.
Yes, it is. And Jen, do you want to explain what a snack bracket, whack bracket is?
Oh, okay. So it's a fun-sized whack bracket, which whack brackets are when you take different items, could be Harry Potter spells like today, could be kitchen utensils, could be characters from a movie, and you pit them off against each other in a bracket-style tournament, and you ask really weird questions about them to see which one would win.
Pretty much. The questions change every round. That's about the only difference between a regular bracket trope and this, but this is a little more fun. So you guys ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first question I'm actually going to need some help with. Again, this is Harry Potter spells. The first one I'm going to need help with, because I'm not exactly sure how to say this, but I'm going to try, and then I'm going to let the experts over here completely lambaste me for my stupidity. Would it be Peer Totem Locomotor? Or would it be the Bat Bogey Hex? Did I kind of get the...
What do you think it is? Peer Totem Locomotor.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one spell.
Okay.
And I think we need to explain what those do then. I'll explain from my understanding and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Mia.
Okay.
Or elaborate. So this is a spell used to make inanimate objects move on your behalf. Like in Harry Potter, they use it to move like statues and stuff like that and suits of armor.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you could probably use it on anything inanimate to make it move.
Possibly. They did use it on a chess set, I think, also.
Yeah. I think they used it on the chess set. So what do you think, Mia? Did I?
Yeah, I think that's a good explanation.
Is that pretty good? Okay.
And then I'm going to let Mia explain the Bat Bogey Hex.
I don't know about that.
All right. The Bat Bogey Hex is something that turns your opponent's boogers into bats and that attack them. So
actually, from what I understand, Jenny has a fierce Bat Bogey Hex.
Yeah, she does.
So that said, we'll let Jennifer start out with which one do you think would be more useful for a Black Friday shopper?
Okay, well, I really have trouble seeing how the Bat Bogey Hex would be useful, so I'm interested to see what you all say on that one. But clearly, Peer Totem Locomotor, you could have, like, I can picture going into Target, and I need, like, this Lego set or this doll, and I just have them, like, walk to me. And the little like Lego guys are crawling across the Target floor all through the aisles. Just
they might get crunched.
Exactly. It's Black Friday.
They might get crunched. Now I can see them being really sneaky and looking around the edges of the corners and then running underneath.
You're having way too much fun with this, aren't you?
I just really like to see the little animate Lego guys running around. Apparently, that's all I'm shopping for. But like if you want the, 56-inch TV, I don't know if that's a legitimate size TV or not.
Yeah, I don't think it would be too helpful.
But then I can't really see that little box walking to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. What do you think, Mia? Oh, well, do you want to try to figure out why the Bat Bogey Hex might be good?
Nope, I got no. I'll think about it while you all.
I think it could be. Okay. If on Black Friday, a lot of times you're also going for something that somebody else is trying to get. So you can just do the Bat Bogey Hex on them. It'll distract them, and then you can take the item.
That would really distract them. Can you imagine? You'd be like, what the hell is happening to me?
It's like a booger battle bonanza.
Ugh, if Black Friday couldn't get any more disgusting.
So it sounds like you're definitely going Peer Totem Locomotor. Mia, what are you doing? You want to go with the Bat Bogey Hex or you want to go?
I don't know. I think you should explain your answer.
Okay. You got a couple of things here. First off, we assume that this can work on any inanimate object because that's at least the way it's explained, but we really only see it work on suits of armor or chess pieces or things that look human-esque.
Yeah,
I'm not sure we've ever actually seen
that. If animated, would have movement capabilities.
Right. So we're going to make an assumption maybe it can. But even if it can't, you could get stuffed animals or things. If people were trying to run down the aisles and grab something, you could have the stuffed animals trip them, etc., and really slow them down.
So use it as a defense mechanism.
Or, like you recommended, for most things, assuming that anything can walk, you could get the TV to walk to you. Might be a little weird, but hey. But even if it doesn't, you still have some capability with using things that have human shape, etc., to do your bidding in this war.
Ooh, would that include clothing?
I don't know.
Like, you can see the set of pajamas just like walking down the aisle by themselves to you, because there's such a fight over pajamas on Black Friday.
I love that you talking about Black Friday, all you're thinking of is like pajamas and Lego sets. Like, Black Friday, I feel like, is the day to get more expensive things. But
yeah,
all right.
You're right. I think you're right. I don't think I've ever gone on a Black Friday and bought pajamas and Lego sets.
Can I get some school supplies while I'm here? Maybe some scotch tape. What about a little whiteout?
Some Tide.
Yeah, everybody is in the back fighting over televisions, and you have all these cool spells, and you're like, Tide, walk to me.
Tide.
Here, totem locomotor, Tide.
A sack of potatoes. That's what I'm after.
A sack of potatoes. So anyway, the Fat Bogey Hex would be, I'm not sure, I think it would be useful on Black Friday, but even if it's not useful, it would be absolutely hilarious. Even if you didn't want to shop, just to go in and cause chaos on everyone and cast this on everyone and literally nothing but boogers attacking people, I think it would traumatize them. I think they would just go home without anything.
I think the grossness factor of it would make me like not choose that one.
So with that being said,
you'd be wiping them all. I mean, they're flying around you.
So which one do you think, Mia, before I choose?
Well, now I'm kind of leaning towards Pure Totem Locomotor.
Yeah, honestly, it's the right call here. We all know it. But, you know, when you have a spell like the Bat Bogey Hex, you have to give it a run. You have to make it fun. And
it's hard to let it go.
That might win on a playground.
That's true. But yeah, we tried to give it a run, but I don't think it's going to work. So, Pure Totem Locomotor advances to the finals of our snack bracket the winner of this question. Akio versus Reparo, more useful to a small business restaurant owner.
Akio brings something to you. I guess it's a little bit similar to Pure Totem Locomotor, but it doesn't make the object like walk on its own to you.
Yeah, Pure Totem Locomotor, they can do things on your behalf.
Like right.
Attack
but
people,
Akio doesn't do that. You can just say Akio object and then it'll fly to you. Reparo is pretty self-explanatory. I feel like it just repairs broken things. I feel like both would be pretty good. Akio, though, I feel like in small business restaurants aren't going to be that big. So I feel like anything that you'd need to bring to you is like just a quick walk away. Mm-hmm. But Reparo, I feel like could be really helpful if somebody like breaks a plate or like one of your things breaks, but it's in the middle of a rush, and I think that would be more helpful.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Jen?
Okay. So I kind of figured you all would both say Akio, because it's just like, you can be like, instead of having to go get the butter out of the refrigerator, or the eggs, or the salt, or go get, you know, somebody asks you for, hey, I need another glass of wine or water, you could just be like, okay, Akio that, and here it comes to you. But I actually think that could be quite a mess, because then you have things flying through the air and you have waiters and customers moving around. I would think you could have things flying and running into people if you had that. So Akio obviously is useful, but I do, especially for a small business, like she was saying, it's small, so it's not like it's going to save you that much time to walk across the restaurant to get something. Mm-hmm. But man, small businesses, if they have to repair, like, plates for sure, but you talk about like ovens or expensive equipment. Anyway, I'm just thinking small business owners, I bet you if they could pick, they'd be like, let me be able to fix anything without needing to call in a specialist or spend a lot of money on new equipment. So I'm going with Reparo.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Reparo as well. Akio, like you said, you could get things and that would be very convenient. You could also reduce your wait staff.
True.
Because you could technically send things up high so it wouldn't collapse into people and it could come straight down from the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Or does Akio only bring stuff to you? Can you send it?
I think it only brings stuff to you.
Oh, well, yeah, then Akio's not even going to be that useful for that. So
I
digress. But, of course, Reparo, like you guys were mentioning, the large-scale items, the margins in restaurants are very lean anyway. So to be able to have things that are constantly repaired on your own. You could also even have a delivery service that you might not be able to afford, because you never have to worry about repairing a car, which can be extremely expensive.
Right.
So you can add things to your restaurant. And
what if you dropped a plate of food and it like broke on the ground? Could you repair that and it'd be nice and finished? Or like if you had
You're gonna serve in your restaurant food that's been on the ground.
Hey, you've eaten food I've served here. I'm not telling you it wasn't on the ground at some point.
Trust me, wouldn't be any worse than some of the shit you normally serve. Oh, anyway, that being said.
Or what if you burnt the food? Could you repair it?
I don't know. Maybe you could.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if a cake fell apart when you got it out of the oven?
Yeah, I hope you can repair a broken argument, because your argument's going way off the rails here.
Okay.
So needless to say, I think we agreed that repair would be more useful for a small business restaurant owner. So the final question.
Okay.
Will Pit pair totem locomotor, the ability to bring inanimate objects, we assume everything, to life, versus Reparo, which repairs things.
Okay.
Which would be a cooler spell to have in Minecraft?
I'm trying to think, because Reparo would be pretty cool, because creepers, obviously, are blowing up stuff all the time. So if they blew up one of your cool houses, then it would be easy to just, like, Reparo it. And then same with objects, like if your diamond sword's about to break, you can just Reparo. But also, pure totem locomotor. Well, I don't know. Is there anything that, like, already exists in Minecraft that you don't have to, like, craft on your own that, like, would be that cool to bring to you?
Swords or?
Swords don't just exist in Minecraft. You have to craft them.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I need to hear your argument.
If pure totem locomotor can bring anything to life, it would be useful in battle, potentially. What would happen if you see zombies coming? You could tell the ground to come to life, and they would just stop the zombies. So that would be the nice thing. You wouldn't have to worry about being attacked, as long as you see them coming. Usually you hear zombies coming, though, right?
Yeah.
So you would know. You could build even like a little, you could even have dirt just build itself around you real quick. So just in case you can't see, and then have a little hole and you can look out of. So I definitely think that there's some use for that. But Reparo, as you said, diamond pickaxes don't create themselves, and they're not easy to come by usually. And then you're using, well, you had came up with the greatest example. We would always build things, and then some stupid creeper would come along and blow everything up. It's like, that just sucks.
Do other players like tear stuff of yours up too?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They can grief your horse.
They grief.
That's an inside joke for anybody. Yes. Yeah, we ran a Minecraft server, and someone griefed my poor children's horses.
And I remember it was so funny, because you guys had went out on a date at night, and you were like, Lauren, don't let them call us. Like, we can't have them calling us unless it's an emergency. And I thought that somebody griefing our horse was an emergency.
Didn't Ben say, or was it you that said, this is serious?
I think it was Ben. Somebody griefed our horse.
Oh,
I think it was.
Geez.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
So with that being said, either one of these would be useful. I think, yeah, I'll go ahead and pick. I think I'm going to pick Reparo.
Okay. I don't know, because I never play Minecraft.
It's not that difficult of a game to understand.
Well, I mean, I don't know the things about building swords and stuff like that. So
you're not a blacksmith?
I'm just going to be
argumentative
and say pair totem locomotor, because I want all the things I need in Minecraft to just come to me when I want them.
Okay. So that just can't happen. But
let's
all
say
right.
It can.
It's
that
magic.
No, I mean, sword, you can't just make a sword come alive and come to you. The sword's not just there in the world. I mean, maybe
but you can
like
take it from another
somewhere.
Person.
I mean, you could.
If you see
but
it.
But that's stealing.
So, Mia, that all being said.
I don't know.
You get to break the tie.
I think for my personal Minecraft experiences, I would rather have Reparo. So.
Woohoo! Oh, I shouldn't have cheered for that.
Yeah, you definitely voted the opposite option.
So, I was just thinking of all these things. I think Reparo would be the most useful as a homeowner, too. Obviously. But I was like, man, I wish I could Reparo our garbage disposal right now. Anyway, it's a useful, very useful spell.
It is.
So with that said, I think we've come to a conclusion here that Reparo is going to be the more useful spell in Minecraft over pure totem locomotor, even though it was a pretty good argument, I think, on both sides. So that's it, because normally these go 8 deep. This one only went 4 deep. So Reparo wins this snack bracket contest.
I feel like I want a super challenge for Reparo and pure totem locomotor.
A super challenge?
A super challenge.
I thought of a really good challenge question. Can okay. I just, since I didn't know much about Minecraft, can you I can, just add this?
You yeah, can, I can delete okay. it if it sucks.
So kind of on that whole as a homeowner thing, if I had pure totem locomotor, I could have like the broom sweep the floor. You I could have do that. Things. The dolls clean out the toilet.
A timeout. You know you're going to have to wash those dolls. I guess they can wash their own hands at this point.
But I'm just saying you could have like, you could have like the vacuum run itself. It's like Bewitched.
Yeah, and if we had the good parenting spell, we could get our kids to do that. But we don't.
That's what we need is the good parenting spell. But I mean, you could have the vacuum cleaner running itself and the dishes washing themselves.
So it's a whole Alice in Wonderland situation.
Yeah, but then... But see, it would be a good challenge with Reparo because Reparo still can fix things when they're broken.
No, because I think you could just PR totem locomotor a doll to fix the broken thing.
But if
things.
They don't know how to fix it.
Yeah. Okay, well, dolls don't know how to walk. Ah. You make them.
Yeah, well, this spell is getting dumber and dumber or smarter and smarter all the time because, yeah, you just turn a suit of armor into a walking suit of armor. He's like, nobody ever taught me how to walk.
Okay, so is PR totem locomotor... kind of coming true with like household robots. So basically the doll would have to be programmed, right? Just like the little, what are the little vacuum cleaners, the Roombas that run around. I mean, they're kind of like inanimate objects that now clean the house.
You hear that? That's the train coming off the rails here. So with that being said, I think we're going to close shop. And Reparo is going to win our snack bracket episode with our special guest from the Only Stupid People podcast, proving her name and worthiness.
Oh, you are on thin ice, buddy.
Well, I'm also in the Only Stupid People podcast. And I do this every week for these people, so they know exactly how stupid I am. You married me. That tells the entire
this
world what they
true.
Need to know about you. So with that being said, we have Jennifer from the Only Stupid People podcast, my cohort in crime over at Only Stupid People, and also my lovely wife. And we also have... my daughter, Mia. And do you want to tell anybody about what you do on the Instagrams or the Twitter?
I don't really do much on the Instagrams. I just post dumb memes.
Okay, fair enough.
That's part of the fun in life.
That's right. So with that said, I think we're going to close out this episode. Reparo wins. If you want to reach out to us anywhere, you can do it at Whack Brackets on the Tweeters or the Instagrams or even the Facebooks. And if you want to reach out to Only Stupid People, you can tweet out at Only Stupid Pod or Instagram it or whatever you want to do. But that's it. Thank you for listening, and I'll let you guys say goodbye. See ya.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Thanks.